When you have hair loss, it can be such a scary and deceivingly lonely place. But you know what? You're not alone. You are here with me. Welcome to the Alternative Hair Alchemist Podcast. Hi, I'm Deborah Heim. I am a certified alternative hair specialist, a wig boutique owner, and wig wearer myself due to alopecia. And this is my tell-it-like-it-is take on all things alternative hair. I also happen to be a certified confidence coach, so I'm going to be sprinkling in some mindset hacks for good measure. So take a deep breath, sit back and relax, and listen to my favorite ways and my best advice on how I help others and help myself to rock that alternative hair. We're going to drop that shame and stigma. What is that about anyway? Now, let's do this. Hello, lovely listeners, and welcome to episode 87 of the Alternative Hair Alchemist Podcast. This is Deborah Heim. As always, I am your host. And this week, I want to talk about finally bringing an end to any little bit of wig stigma that is left. Now, I'm sure if you wear wigs, you're probably aware that sometimes some people, depending on their view, it can be a little bit of a stigma when you wear a wig. And I'm going to break that down for you and tell you exactly why that comes about. But first of all, if you are feeling a stigma at all, you probably need to change your self-beliefs. And what I mean by that is you've got to realize on whatever level that it doesn't mean anything about you if you have hair loss and if you choose alternative hair. It's just the same as wanting to look normal, feel your best. To me, it's all about confidence. So if you have hair loss, whether you choose to wear alternative hair or you choose not to wear alternative hair, whatever makes you feel confident and beautiful is the right choice for you. Now, I can't say that everyone in the world feels that way. And there's a little bit of a stigma left because of a couple things. First of all, and by the way, the stigma today in 2024 is light years ahead of what it was in 2017. When I opened my shop, there were very, very few wig shops. There also was not all the online places you can get a wig. So it was really hard back then, back in the olden days, to come across like something that really looked nice. Your major places to shop were beauty supply stores or really, really overpriced wig shops. And when I did venture into those shops, to me, what they were selling at the price, you know, I'm willing to pay for quality, but most of the time, these are, let's call them safe choices, or AKA old lady wigs. Now, that's coming from a 61-year-old. I was like maybe 55 at the time, but I'm pretty sure you can picture the kind of wigs that wig shops were willing to stock at that time. So now that you can get really, really nice wigs at so many places, it's getting a lot better. Because the number one thing that puts a stigma in people's heads, and I'm just going to say it, it is bad wigs. And that is, you know, it may not even be through the fault of the wearer. I get people in my shop all the time that don't know, you know, they've just started into wigs from a catalog. It's like not fitting their head, or they don't know, you know, they just need educated. But yet, whenever you go someplace and you see somebody that's in like a bad wig, you remember that. And you don't want to be that person. Because in human beings, we are hardwired to want to be safe and want to belong. So anything that singles you out is going to bring about a little uneasiness. Now, keep in mind, though, that you probably look great. And if that kind of nervousness arises in you, you just got to take a deep breath and tell yourself, I look beautiful. this is no big thing, because your brain, when you get afraid, will react the same way as if a tiger were after you, like back in caveman days, or just the fact you're going into a new situation. And just by knowing that, it should empower you a little bit, because once you realize, hey, I'm having a fear, you know, it's a lot easier to deal with it. And again, the wigs available today, when I first opened my shop, I had what I thought were really nice wigs. And I'm telling you, the technology of what is coming out today, there's even yet a new, even lighter fiber coming out next week. And I will talk more about that. You can also drop by the Wise Wig Advice and Support Group on Facebook. Not a lot goes on there, but I do try to share anything that comes up and little confidence tips and what have you. You won't be able to buy and sell wigs there. So there are many, many other groups where you can do that. But let me mention that group before I forget. And I do see people joining every week, you know, apparently podcast listeners. I thank you so much for doing that. But anyway, it's a safe place that you can come and not feel alone. Okay, so the need for belonging is another reason that there's a stigma. If the crowd that surrounds you is not supportive to your alternative hair journey, and usually it's a problem themselves that they have with it, either fear or it could be jealousy or you know, any number of things. But right there, the thing you will need around you is a supportive crowd. And if nothing else, you can find supportive people in the alternative hair and wig groups online. The other thing that needs to stop, and again, I see it very few times now, but in 2017, that was the days when Jerry Springer and stuff was still on. And historically, wigs and tearing wigs off and stories of wigs flying off, that type of thing gets attention because, again, playing on fears, which I really hate when, you know, advertisers do that. And also people, like nowadays, when people are on social media, if they're any type of entrepreneur, they will want engagements. So what's going to get your attention? Often I see little videos of somebody's wig coming off or a story about that, and I totally lose respect for the person that is doing that to just get engagement or get attention, because just one detrimental video or one thing like that can strike fear into the heart of a million different women that are just getting their courage up. So that's the two things that need to stop, is bad wigs and wig jokes. Another thing that can contribute to people having a stigma about wigs is historically they've also been used for like disguises. And let me tell you, in addition to the need to want to belong, that's a human need, there's also this need to not be fooled or to be right. And sometimes people still have the fear that they may be wrong in the back of their head when they find out you have a wig on and they weren't aware of it. I've had this come up a number of times with me. That's why I'm like careful whether I just say thank you to your hair looks nice or whether I explain, because some people do get angry if they weren't able to tell. You'll see their face will flush and they'll be like, oh, I knew. And, you know, that's simply not the case. But I usually just go, okay, because they're going through their own thing right now, which is this fear of being wrong. Again, gets back to human wiring. So, you know, if people feel that they're fooled, or some people could think that when you're wearing alternative hair, you're not being true to yourself. But to that, I call bull, because you absolutely can express yourself with your alternative hair. I don't even want to hear it. Not in the days where we have Botox and lip injections and all of this stuff. Which reminds me, oddly enough, there is a little bit less of a stigma if you tell people you're wearing hair extensions. And this is something I've also seen over the years. As far as women being willing to spend on themselves, they will spend thousands more for like a bonded topper or for extensions that are sewn into or beaded, whatever. They will pay substantially more. And that again gets back to the feeling that, you know, it's yours. So I just thought I'd throw that out there. It's almost like this rite of passage. I had to go through it myself too. I was okay with extensions, but not alternative hair. But looking back, my hindsight tells me I could have saved so much money if I would have been able to just get okay with the fact that, hey, I can wear a wig. It doesn't mean anything bad about me. You know, nobody deserves hair loss or, you know, trying to figure out why or get that diagnosis, that can keep you in a negative state of mind. So, you know, I'm just saying, keep that in mind. Sometimes when you get into that money cycle of trying to try every supplement or laser cap or what have you to get your hair to grow, sometimes if you can just make the transition, see a professional or somebody that you really, really trust to help you with alternative hair, you will be, it is a huge, huge step towards self-acceptance. And if you have significant others, if you have families that's not accepted of it, well, I feel bad. But, you know, people are always going to have their own thing going on. And, you know, if you could change people's behavior, everybody would be changing everybody else. But the only thing you can change is the perception of yourself. So when you get okay with it, doesn't mean anything about you. If you lost an eye, you would wear a glass eye. You can't see out of glass eyes, but people wear them because they want to feel pretty and accepted. So, you know, and find a supportive environment. And on the subject of significant others, sometimes that can be a great source of anxiety. Like, how is he going to handle it? How is she going to handle it? And I just wanted to throw in my own personal story for you. My husband, Chris, we had dated as much as you can date in grade school, but he had known me then. And then when we started to see each other again in about 2016, I was wearing a wig and I didn't know how to tell him. The situation came to a head because one day he came over to visit me on a surprise and my spare wig was hanging in the shower. So he went in and I had that moment, you know, he's in the bathroom. What is he going to say? Oh no, here we go. And he came out and he was like, oh, I don't care. You're beautiful. I love you, not your hair. And that is the type of experience you want from a significant other, because the fact that somebody could see me at my most vulnerable and accepted me made miles towards my truly accepting myself. And it's been a journey. It has been a journey. I personally went through the alternative hair shaming thing the first time I had to have chemo. I loved wearing wigs, and they weren't even good wigs then. But when my chemo was over and I was better, my family and then husband at the time kind of shamed me. Well, you don't need to wear a wig anymore. You're healthy. And I just wanted to. But you know what? I let that pressure stop me. And if I had to do it over again, I would, you know, probably be, I wish I would have been a little more assertive. And if you still feel you have an unreasonable amount of fear, or you want to work on your confidence or what have you, I can help you with that too in Zoom sessions. So you can find me at deborahheim.com, DeBraHeim. Also at verybestlittlehairhouse.com, and just book a session and I can help you through a whole number of things having to do with confidence and self-acceptance. And I'd love to hear from you. So until next time, just wear your alternative hair proudly. And you don't have to reveal it if you don't want to reveal it, but every time you do, that is going to empower another woman. And sometimes when you think of it like that, it makes it a little easier. Until next time, peace, love, and alternative hair. If you enjoyed this episode, you might like working with me one-on-one even better. You can check out the options at deborahheim.com. You can find my shop at verybestlittlehairhouse.com. And don't forget my Wise Wig Advice and Support Group, also on Facebook. I'd love to hear from you. But until next time, peace, love, and alternative hair.